The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an eco postcard. Each week, I bring you a few snapshots of what's going on in our beautiful world in terms of our relationship with nature. Some of the stories are sad or angering about the damage being done, and other stories are uplifting about repair and restoration. I hope these snapshots help you find your own pathway to protect the people and planet you love. Okay, so you may have heard the story, which is pretty widely publicized, that Air New Zealand has dropped its 2030 goal to cut carbon emissions. It's basically said that it's too hard. It can't procure more efficient planes at this time, and it can't procure sustainable jet fuel. So they've decided to revise their climate action goals from the pretty ambitious goals that they had previously set to reduce 29% by 2030. It's an admirable ambition, but perhaps a more realistic look needs to be taken. Mile for mile, flying is the most carbon-emitting way to travel. And because about 10% of global population does travel in an average year, the aviation industry is responsible for about 2.5% of global emissions, which is really a lot. So most airline companies plan to cut their emissions by offsetting. It's commonly used by airline companies, but this has since become a highly disputed area in terms of its actual effectiveness in storing carbon. And then there's the discussion of upgrading plans to be more energy efficient and to use sustainable aviation fuels that are made from biomass, including crops, which has its own problems because we're already using a great deal of the land of the earth to feed humans, and huge amounts of extra land would be required to generate biomass to make biofuels. So we keep trying to work out how we can have everything we want and still leave a livable planet to our kids. And we can't. Let's face it, we need to fly less. I use a guideline developed by Take the Jump campaign, which basically tells us how we can use less stuff and have more joy. And their guideline is one short-haul flight every 3 years and one long-haul flight every 7 years. Or better still, stop flying. Or one further thing you might consider is donating your one long-haul flight every 7 years to a grandchild so they can have the mind expansion of seeing other parts of the world. Okay, let's look at another problem area, and that's global methane. This is quite worrying because recent publications, including one in just the last month in Frontiers of Science with about a dozen climate scientists from all over the world getting together to produce this paper on methane, and the report is that methane is rising rapidly at the fastest rate in decades, and the scientists point out that it needs immediate action to help avert a dangerous escalation in the climate crisis. Methane emissions are responsible, are the next most problematic greenhouse gas to carbon dioxide, and responsible for a very great proportion of the global heating already experienced. And they've been climbing significantly since around 2006, and it's expected that they'll continue to grow throughout the rest of the 2020s unless we do something about it. Where's it coming from? Well, this apparently was not immediately clear and has required some research to work it out. The answer seems likely to be the fact that wetlands are decaying faster than previously. When wetlands decay, they emit carbon, they emit methane. And because of the increased heat in the earth, this is happening faster than previously, producing more methane. In addition, fossil fuel use produces methane from leakage from all three main types of fossil fuel: coal, oil, and gas. But fracking makes it much worse, and of course there's been increased fracking. So we need rapid reductions in methane emissions to slow climate warming in the near future. And the encouraging thing about reducing methane emissions is that it produces rapid cooling of the Earth, giving us more time to do what we need to do to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, which we also have to do. The article points out that many mitigation costs are relatively low, and that some scientists are puzzled about why governments are so slow to pick up relatively low hanging fruit. So for our methane reduction, necessary reductions, again, we operate with the delusion that we can solve this without changing anything, when it's pretty clear that we have too many livestock animals not only polluting our atmosphere but also our waterways. We have to work out, nevertheless, how to support those whose livelihood will suffer from the necessary changes that we must make. And speaking of protecting those who have to make the necessary changes, very interesting work in Spain, which decided to shut all of its coal mines. Just let me repeat that: shut all of its coal mines. So what did they do about the coal miners? Well, they did lots, or are doing lots, about the coal miners. They are protecting the employability and protection of those directly affected by the closure of coal mines, providing social assistance in the form of early retirement or voluntary redundancies, creating job banks to prioritize the incorporation of coal mining personnel into operations that dismantle the coal mines, that restore the environment from dismantled coal mines, and other business activities. They're promoting business development, a diversified economy in the coal areas. They have created 1,200 jobs in these coal areas, in agri-food, rural tourism, renewable energy. Councils are receiving support to help affected citizens, priority given to hiring former miners. All in all, it would seem a successful project in dealing with the outcome of the changes that have to be made. So I find that an encouraging report. And that's it for today, dear listeners. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs Monday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.